Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog who lives in a pond and loves to tell stories. This is an old Norwegian folktale, and it's one of the first stories that I remember just falling in love with. I remember asking for it at story time every time because I just wanted to hear it again and again. And I think it's because when I was just a wee little frog, a pollywog, I had big brothers and big sisters. And I really liked the idea that the littlest one was the protagonist of this story, the star of the story. And also, I liked that idea of having all those bigger brothers and sisters looking out for me. Like in the story, I had bigger froggies looking out for me in the world, and I also liked how the littlest frog in the story is so clever. Wait, I mean the littlest goat in the story is so clever. You know what? I'm just going to tell you the story of the three billy goats Gruff. Once upon a time, there was a mama goat who had three billy goats all named Gruff. When her first billy goat, that means a boy goat, was born, she looked at him and she thought, "He is the most beautiful thing I have ever seen in the world. I will name him Gruff." And when the second billy goat was born, she looked at him and thought, "He is also the most beautiful thing I have ever seen in the world. I will also name him Gruff." And when the third billy goat was born, she thought, "And you probably see where I'm going with this, and maybe you're wondering, hey, didn't this mama goat have even a spark of creativity?" Well, it's not the thing goats are known for, to be honest. Maybe ingenuity in getting to the things they want to eat? We'll get to that later in the story, though. When the third billy goat was born, she looked at him and she thought, "He is also the most beautiful thing I have ever seen in the world. I will also name him Gruff." And so it was that there were three billy goats all named Gruff, the three billy goats Gruff. They lived on a craggy mountainside where they could eat grass and meadow flowers and watch the sun rise and set and drink from fresh glacier-fed mountain streams and leap from rocky ledge to rocky ledge and play with each other. But also, they could see across the valley to a mountainside that looked even greener, with more meadow flowers and even fresher glacier-fed mountain streams. There was a rickety wooden bridge that spanned the mountaintops, and the littlest billy goat Gruff very much wanted to cross the bridge and taste the grass on the other side of the valley. But his mama told him not to do it. "There is a troll under that bridge," she said. "He is the ugliest troll in the world, and he just sits under that bridge day in and day out, farting and drooling and picking his nose. And he is just waiting for tasty little billy goats to walk across the bridge to the other mountain so that he can reach up with an ugly troll hand and pop you into his ugly troll mouth and eat you up. Do not try to cross the bridge." The littlest billy goat listened to his mama and did not try to cross the bridge. He stayed put eating grass and meadow flowers and getting bigger and bigger and bigger until one day he decided he must be big enough now to cross the bridge. And that is what he did. And this is what happened. The ugliest troll in the world stopped farting and drooling and picking his nose and started sniffing the scent of billy goat and started listening for the trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap sound of billy goat hooves on the rickety wooden bridge. And just when the billy goat was near enough to the middle of the bridge and wouldn't be able to run away fast enough home or to the other mountain in either direction, the troll popped up and said, "Who dares cross my bridge? Oh, you look delicious. I will eat you for lunch." And the littlest billy goat Gruff thought fast and he said, "Oh, you don't want to eat me. I do, said the troll, and I will.
It would be such a shame if you did, though, said the littlest billy goat Gruff, because I am so very little.
You look like a nice snack-sized billy goat to me, said the troll.
Well, that's just it, said the littlest billy goat Gruff. I am just snack-sized, but you should see my older brother. He is plumper and meatier than me. He is a meal-sized billy goat for sure, and if you let me cross the bridge, I will call over to him and tell him it is safe to cross, and you can eat him instead. And the troll started drooling again, and his tummy rumbled, which shook the whole valley and made the bridge start swinging, and the troll said,
I have had a very good idea. You go across the bridge and call your meal-sized brother, and I will eat him instead of you.
So the littlest billy goat Gruff scampered across the bridge to the green meadow on the other side, and he called over to his brothers. Oh, billy goats Gruff, see, I am on the other side of the bridge eating delicious grass and meadow flowers, which are even more delicious on this side of the valley. Why don't you scamper across the bridge after me? So the second billy goat Gruff crossed the bridge, and the ugliest troll in the world heard the trip-trap of billy goat hooves on that rickety wooden bridge, and just when the billy goat was near enough to the middle of the bridge and wouldn't be able to run away fast enough in either direction, the troll popped up and said,
Who dares to cross my bridge? Oh, you look delicious. I will eat you for lunch.
And the second billy goat Gruff said, Oh, you don't want to eat me.
I do, said the troll, and I will.
It would be such a shame if you did, though, said the second billy goat Gruff, because I am so very medium-sized.
You look like a nice meal-sized billy goat to me, said the troll.
Oh, well, that's just it, said the second billy goat Gruff. I am just meal-sized, but you should see my older brother. He is plumper and meatier than me by far. He is a feast-sized billy goat for sure, and if you let me across the bridge, I will call to him and tell him it is safe to cross, and you can eat him instead. And the troll started drooling again, and his tummy rumbled, which shook the whole valley and the next one over too, and it made the bridge start swinging, and the troll said,
I have had a very good idea. You go across the bridge and call your feast-sized brother, and I will eat him instead of you.
So the second billy goat Gruff scampered across the bridge to the green meadow on the other side, and he called over to his big brother. Oh, billy goat Gruff, see, I'm on the other side of the bridge eating delicious grass and meadow flowers, which are even more delicious on this side of the valley. Why don't you scamper across the bridge after me? And the third billy goat Gruff began to cross the bridge, and the troll listened for the trip-trap of his hooves, but it was more of a trip-trap, trip-trap, and the ugliest troll in the world popped up just when the billy goat was near enough to the middle of the bridge, and there was nowhere to run away too fast enough in either direction, and the troll was quite surprised to see how very big the biggest billy goat Gruff was. And just as he was wondering how he'd fit him all inside his ugly troll mouth, the biggest billy goat Gruff kicked that bridge troll with his powerful hooves, and he rammed that bridge troll with his hard billy goat head, and he poked that bridge troll with his pointy billy goat horns, until the bridge troll cried for his troll mama, and the biggest billy goat Gruff joined the littlest and the mediumest billy goat Gruff on the other side of the valley, where they ate grass and meadow flowers and watched the sun rise and set and drank from fresh glacier-fed mountain streams and leapt from rocky ledge to rocky ledge playing with each other, until they looked over the valley to the mountainside where they were born and where their mama was, and saw that it looked even greener, with more meadow flowers and even fresher glacier-fed mountain streams. And this is how the Norwegian folklorists Asbjornsen and Moe end the story. They say, Snip, snap, snout, this tale's told out.